Myra Blaustein, who runs the Woodstock Film Festival, and I affectionately call that festival like our original Believer, because when Myra watched the film, she got back to me within a couple of days and wrote a really lovely short note and said, this is a beautiful treatment of a really beautiful little story, and we'd love to have you here at the festival. So that was, you know, obviously great news for, you know, me and folks that have, you know, been working so hard putting the film together.
Just reading this one description here from Max Wexler, this promising parable is a beacon of light in an increasingly dark world. It's a beautiful sentiment. Can you remind us briefly of the storyline of Colebrook?
It's really about friendship, about doing the right thing, and, you know, how far you go to help a stranger. And people that have seen the film now, which have not been many, this summer I did a screening for all the folks that I know and work on the show Mom. Just about everybody came, and it was the first time that I saw it with a real audience in a real movie theater. And I also discovered that day that it worked. The film played really well. And I think one of the things that I love hearing from people, and I hear it quite often for those people that have seen the film, is they think that it was a bit of a surprise. You know, outside of a few, like, minor swear words under their breath, it's pretty tame, and it's not far off from a G-rated movie. You know, and people also tell me that it might not be the easiest film to sell because there's no violence and no drugs, and it takes a different journey. But it was the journey that it was meant to be from the beginning. It's not like we stumbled on it. This is the film that I wanted to make from the beginning.
And when are we going to see it in Buffalo?
Well, I hope, and I know that this is something that has always been on my mind, hasn't left my mind, is to have a Buffalo screening for the film, for the many people that not only were in the film and worked as part of the crew on the film, but for the city itself and for all of the people in Western New York, because, listen, I could say this once or a thousand times, and I would mean it as much on the thousandth time, which is I absolutely could not have made the film without the support of my hometown. That's the God's honest truth. From my mayor, Byron Brown, and the city of Buffalo, and Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, Tim Clark, and Cindy Abbott-Lettrow, and Rich Hall, these are all people that really have been part of this for years before we shot it, being super supportive about coming to Buffalo. And I said to my co-producers, listen, I can't put a monetary value on it, but it's real. And they'll really step to the plate and help us. And boy, did they ever. And not just them, a lot of people within the community that help in the production end of it and things that we just, you know, you need to make a film. So super happy about all of that. And I was thrilled that I look back on it all now and think, wow, What a great time, and I did it in my hometown.
How do you think that this has shaped you perhaps as an actor and perhaps as a director again?
Changed my life, for sure. I guess in this business, I'm an actor first and foremost. That's what I've set out to try to do back when I graduated with my criminal justice degree from SUNY Brockport. You know, I moved to New York to be an actor. It's what I've been all these years. Have I always thought about directing? No. But then the desire to make this film came along, and it changed that. And, you know, the producing element of it, that was probably, no, not probably, it was the hardest element to put the pieces together. Sitting up late at night and going through every page of the script so slowly to make sure, do the rhythms work, or is it tight? Are we following, or are we transitioning the way we should in the telling of the story? But the joy for me, most of all, was the directing. Just an unbelievably great experience. And because I had some really incredible actors that came on board to play these roles, Harold Perrineau and Robin Weigert and Mary Lynn Ricecup and Kim Coates. And to have actors like that are, you know, super accomplished. And it's just so interesting. Everybody's got a different rhythm, and you speak a little bit of a different language, so they hear it to you know, guide them down the path of what it is exactly I'm looking for this. And that to me was just wonderful. Can't wait to do it again. Been working on another story that I'd like to be the next thing that I direct. But that's, you know, but that's going back to like 10 years ago with Colebrook. Like, that's on a mighty big wish list. 2 weeks after I came back, after just beginning the editing process of Cold Brook, I sat down with my friend Michael O'Rourke, and I said, I've got a story I want to tell, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, and you're an incredible writer, and I want to work on this with you. So I think in the next week or two, I should get a copy of the script that he's writing. And all I want to say is that it is inspired by a true story in the late 60s that took place just south of Buffalo on the lake, story I've been thinking about forever. So I hope that's a conversation we're going to have in the future.
I appreciate the tease there. I do want to know, how easily is Bill Fichtner, the actor, directed by Bill Fichtner, the director?
It's interesting because I never really thought about it the entire time that we shot the film. I just didn't have the time. I had a DP, a cinematographer, that I trusted very much. And what I would do is when we set a shot up, we'd take the first take and I would go back and I would look at the replay on the small little monitor attached to the camera. I'd say, back that up. Let me see it. I just had all faith in everything that I would be able to find it.
What Buffalo landmarks can we pick out?
It is so beautiful that it's literally a character in the film. That is our history museum. It is our main set piece in the entire film. It's so beautiful on camera. You know, my production designer was also a gentleman from Buffalo named David Butler. And David, together with me and talking about it, and his team, we created the exhibit space that's in the film. And we did it in the main floor of our history museum, and I'm so proud of it, and it's so beautiful. And the support of Melissa Brown and her entire staff there, because it's like another character in the film.
You call yourself an old guy. I wouldn't consider you old, but I mean, I know you've done a whole ton of stuff. What haven't you done that you still want to do?
You know, I didn't do my first film until I was 36 years old, and before then I was living in New York and trying to work in the theater, and all I really wanted to do was work in a film. I remember that as being like a goal of something that I hadn't done. But then as time goes by, you know, through my 40s and 50s, and I started thinking less about, you know, geez, this is something I've never done, I want to do this, because I've done a lot of films and I've done a lot of television. I just started taking life a little more like, you know, moment by moment as it comes along. You know, do I want to direct another film? Oh, sure. Like I said, I really do. I want to tell stories. I found that to be probably the most fulfilling thing that I've ever done, making Cold Brook. No doubt about it. A year ago, a gentleman that was a friend of a French director that I had worked on called me, and he said, "Hey, I did this animated series, and I'm making this pilot, and would you do this voice in it? We don't have any money. Can you come in?" And I said, "Sure." They took it to Sundance, and I hear that FX is going to pick it up as a series. But I don't really have any sort of a list. It's like, boy, I'm missing this big piece here. You know, my older son lives out in L.A. now after he graduated college, and I love that. And my 16-year-old is a sports boy, and I don't miss many baseball or football games. And I'm pretty much of a homebody, so... You know, my big wish list is, I hope the kids win on Sunday.